WSEU 445 monitoring mobile. Good morning, WRHW 499.
WSBC 277, good morning, 499.
Good morning. Well, the Saginaw repeater's back up, not to a full snuff. The amp that I took up there, I made a minor mistake, and luckily I didn't fry it.
Yeah, that's great news. I live in Birch Run, so I noticed yesterday that repeater was, yesterday or the day before, that repeater was offline.
Well, it's been for about two and a half weeks. It just takes time and getting the parts together to get it back up and going. It takes quite a bit to keep. Let's see, I got I got three GMRS repeaters and two handy repeaters that I got to keep going.
Well, I'm out on the Mayville repeater right now because I work out in Cass City, but thanks for everything you're doing to keep keep the network online.
I'm just one little small tooth in the entire big cog that keeps everything going. Yeah, I got the repeater, got the amplifier changed out on the repeater itself. It's doing about 30 watts into the transit combiner, about 12 out. I get the amplifier put back on, the big amp put back on it, to bring it up where she should be. We'll be good to go. Helps when you hook positive to positive and negative to negative.
Yeah, if there's not circuitry in there to detect the crosswire, that can be catastrophic.
Luckily, it has a circuit breaker switch. When you turn the DC power on, it'll notice it and kick it back if it's a reverse polarity.
Well, that's good news at least. But hey, I'm swinging into my parking lot here at work out in Cass City, so WSBC 277, I'll be clear after your final.
All right, we'll talk to you later, and glad the Mayville machine's hitting out that far. WRHW 499. WSFA 972 testing. WSET 544, WSEU 445, copy. 445, good morning. Morning, sir. You're coming in pretty clear.
Yeah, there's a little background noise on your end that I can hear here right now. Kind of like a popping in the background.
Yeah, I was going down in a big hole. It should be clearing up here in a minute.
Been across the board this morning, though. Just the popping on everybody's transmission.
Had some snapping on yours, but like I said, I went down to the last big hill before I got into the clear, and it's going out pretty clear coming from you. I don't hear any static or anything.
Well, that's good to know. It just must be on my end receiving then, so.
I was picking it up at home when I got in the truck. Somebody was kerchunking on and off still. That's been going on for the last few days, though.
Yeah, it gets real bad about 6, 7 o'clock at night. They're just all over the place.
WRAS 504, this is WSBC 550, radio check, over.
This is WSEU 445, radio check, go ahead. Calling out for one. I was just returning their last transmission, and they broke up real bad.
Five four four. Roger that. This is 560 out. Thank you.
No problem. Have a good day. WSEU 445 station ID.
Well, Brian, today's the day. We're going to find out tonight or tomorrow morning what happens.
Yes, there is. I didn't see a whole lot of people out running around this morning down by the house, so we'll see.
I think a lot of people went out and did the early vote thing just to make it easier. Mine's small enough. You know, we don't have a ton of people living around there, so it's never busy when I go.
No, and the township's in my backyard, so I can see a lot of the traffic going by.
You know what they should do if they want people to get out and vote? Instead of giving them a sticker that says I voted, they should hand out suckers like they used to when we were kids going to the dentist.
Yeah, they should, but they consider that a bribe. The amount of people this morning that are pulling in the parking lot and turning around and going back out, I guess they think they can cut through.
Well, that's good news. That means the traffic's picking up. Hopefully this is a trend that continues upward so we can get super busy again.
Didn't do bad yesterday. And looking at the other parking lot over there, the lines around the building again. Yesterday, it was nobody there. There was no line at all day long.
Yeah, that's really odd, because normally every day there's a line.
Well, it's back today, so that means everybody's out moving around for sure.
All right. Well, we're running a little bit behind. We'll be swinging by the shop. Alex is supposed to be stopping by, so I will see you when I get there. WSET 544, clear on your final.
Sounds good. I'm going to go in here and get started before the boss gets mad at me. WSET 445, clear.
WSET 544 monitoring.
Yes, WRWR 357 monitoring as well. Yeah, it was all static that time. You must be right on the fringe of the repeater.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 mobile monitoring.
WINW 329 monitoring in the mobile.
Morning, sir. WRZP 544 also in the mobile.
Morning, Bob. How are you doing this morning?
Just lay it slow moving, but I'm upright. How about yourself?
I'm doing just fine. Had a warm day today. Looks like kind of weather. A little windy. A little cloudy here, but we're going to try to enjoy the day. Got the day off work. Did the early vote thing. Just enjoy the day, I guess.
Rain here and off today, and I'm going to say, what, maybe mid-50s today, but definitely no sunshine. All right, my brother, you be safe. Travel safe. We'll do it again. WRZP 544, cut your phone.
Bye, appreciate you coming back. Always nice talking to you. Keep all four wheels on the ground as your devil's fine here.
WRNW 329 in the mobile. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
Do you copy? This is WFTZ 713.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm in my garage, and I don't have the garage door open, only because I'm in my skiff. I wanted to, I've been trying to call out to you. Did you copy?
Yeah, I got you good now. Yeah, I have not had my radios on much lately. Some other things going on. But I got her on now. You're sounding good now. What's happening?
Well, I got the day off, and instead of golfing on Wednesday, I'm going to golf today. But that's not until noon, so I got my radio going. Spreadsheet for now also. GMRS, radio operator. Car mechanic, refrigerator repairman. Last couple weeks, but you know, everybody's monitoring.
Yeah, it's great out there. It goes from sounding great to let's go Simplex over whatever the heck channel that was. 21 maybe. Can you do that?
I'm on it.
Okay, go on to the next WSDS 311.
WRWM 638 listening.
ERZP 544, monitoring and mobile.
Whiskey Sam Charlie
Zebra
810 mobile monitoring.
Don 820 WIZP 544.
Good morning. How are you today?
Right, sir, and let's see, trying to stay high and dry. Rain on and off here all day, which we desperately need. Roger.
Roger, thank you. Have a good day. Yeah, that's what it's been doing down here, mostly through the night, but since daylight, it hasn't really done much of anything. It is kind of overcast, but, and I just got the interstate looking south of me, and, a little bit to the west, it's looking mighty dark, so, you know, we'll see what happens.
That, enjoy your drive and be safe there, brother. We'll do it again. WRZP 544, clear the frequency.
Roger that, 544. You have a safe and, dry day yourself there. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile will be monitoring.
WRZT 8 oh, mobile and mobiling.
RZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, we are rolling.
Sorry, could you repeat that? I didn't catch your whole message.
URZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, sir.
Well, good morning, Bob. How are you doing this morning? WIUG.
544. I am staying dry and truck shopping, actually, Roger.
Just right, Bob. I got a little truck driving. My life, I never own a car. I always own a truck. I don't know why, but that's how I am. Roger.
Wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that, my brother. Not missing a thing. Rain on and off today, and hopefully none tomorrow, but like I said, Jack, we'll take all that rain and get up here.
A lot of cloudy and a lot of blue, not a blue, cloudy. Four degrees. Roger.
That, I'm guessing we're mid-50s here. Like I said, it's overcast and drizzle. So, be safe and driving there, Jack, and we'll talk to you later, sir. WRZP 544, clear on your final.
IUG, clear.
WSCI 783 to station 213. Station 213, copy. WSCI 783, monitoring. Thank you.
WSFT 207, how am I sounding on the repeater?
WRZP 544 in Sheboygan County, loud and clear, over.
Great to hear, thanks.
Roger that, WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, for identification purposes.
WSFT 207, can you repeat that?
I have you loud and clear in Sheboygan County, WRZP 544.
Thank you.
Enjoy your day and be safe in your GMRS experience, WRZP 544. Monitoring the frequency.
WRWJ 903, mobile to base. And monitoring.
WRAS 504. This is WSDC 560. Over. WRAS 504. This is WSBC 560.
WSAX 712 on air and monitoring.
Roger. Any station that's net, this is WSBC 560, radio check.
WRZC 560.
WSBC 560, WSAX 712, got you loud and clear, all the way from Westland.
Sorry for that, Westland. Thank you very much. Over and out.
WSEW 573 monitoring.
Is that 573?
It is.
I'm listening in on the Mount Clemens repeater. I don't know which one you're working on, but you're making a clear signal. I'm in the mobile, doing my mobile and thing. WRZT 820.
Good, good. I am on the Saginaw one. They must have it back up and running.
If you're talking to Saginaw, it's definitely working. I don't have too much background music coming through, but yep, no, you're making a good connection there, and I'm receiving it good through Mount Clemens, so we're doing all right. On a mobile base or HT?
On a mobile
Yeah, I heard you're in the mobile. Got a little bit of picket fencing through the last of the transmission, but no, it's a mobile. It sounds like it's working for you.
Some combat. Appreciate it.
WRVW 572, standing by.
WRVT 820, clear.
You're going to wave a hand, WRZP 544. You drive safe. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
It's 544. We're definitely waving a hand back at you. Good to hear you out there. I know you was mobiling earlier. I think I heard you mobiling, but it sounds like you might be at the base now. But definitely good to hear you, Bob. Have yourself a wonderful day out there. Hopefully you got enough rain you needed last night. And weather. Clear on your final.
Do that, I'll go.
good copy. Yep, we're getting plenty of rain that we needed, so it's a good thing. All systems go here at the LZ. Take care. We'll do it again. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, monitoring the frequency.
WRPV 448, monitoring.
PSM Charlie Zebra 10, monitoring. Good afternoon.
WXRI 743 mobile on air monitoring.
WSDQ 996, monitoring the frequency.
WSBT 980.
WRWR357.
Copy that. Thank you for the comeback.
No problem. The airwaves have been a little quiet.
Mike, I didn't hear anything. Over. Hello? Anyone else there?
WRZP 544, Bob in Sheboygan County, sir. I have you loud and clear up here.
Seems to be working better than my other email. Thanks for the confirmation. Over.
You must be moving around because most of that wasn't readable on the old HT there. But you're doing what you're doing. Wherever you were standing before, it worked well. WRZP 544, enjoy your evening.
Thank you, I appreciate it. Just trying to confirm which handheld works better. I was currently talking on a Bofang and was talking earlier on a PD-H3. I think I like both hang better. Thanks again, and over.
Oh, you bet. No problem there. That's what we're here for. I picked up an H3 here recently myself, and I have yet to make a determination on it. But I'm on a kid radio, H3 currently. All good. Take care. WRZP 544. Monitoring the frequency and clear on your final, sir.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. WSFT 692, clear.
This is 692. This is WIUT 48. Copy.
Hey, Jack, this is Ryan. Ryan,
yeah, you're sounding good, but you're fading out. Maybe your antenna, what kind of antenna you got out there? Is that a stubby antenna? When you're on walkie-talkie, hold your hand straight up in the air, and you can talk. That's how it goes. All right, Brian? Roger?
Yes, sir. That's what I was doing. I might try to switch the antenna from the PDH3 to the Bofang and see how the Nagoya antenna works on the Bofang. Over.
And all my buffing radio, they all have 771G. Nagoya 771G. Roger.
Yes, sir. That's what I've got on the other kid radio. Let me swap them out and see how if it sounds any different.
No problem. I'd be here. WIUG, radio.
Earn that commission, Jack.
$6.65. I haven't seen not even a penny.
from Nagoya.
Believe it for a second, you're getting kickbacks.
Brian, WFST 692, switched antennas on both ends to the Nagoya 77.
Hey, one more thing, Brian. Are you inside the house or outside the house? Which one is it? The house? Be by the window. Roger. What repeater on here? Are you on 625 or 675?
Repeater
625. You're okay, your audio is good and everything else, you know, on that Nagoya, but you're still fading out a little bit, so I don't know what to tell you. Maybe you're too far from the repeater. I don't know where you're at. Roger?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. I think I'm right on the max range for the repeater. Was wondering if I got a home base station with like a 15 watt or 50 watt base station. Would that be any better to reach out a little further to contact the repeater? Over.
The base station is your best bet. I'm out in Rochester Hills and I got a base station. And it's only 18 watts. I don't know if you know. My radio, it was DB20G, and it's only 18 watts with the Harvest antenna out of Amazon.
Okay, that's good to hear. I may be upgrading to a space station here at the house, setting up in my office. And yeah, my son's also in Rochester Hills, so that'd be cool if I could reach him and talk to him as well. Thanks. Over.
And everyone have no problem with him reaching, because I can reach everybody. I talk to you. I don't know if you know that or not. I've been talking to Ohio almost every day, and I don't know what else to tell you, but it really will sound good if you get that Harvest PC200. It's only $95, and it's the only stick, a fiberglass stick. Roger?
So I'll be investigating that. This is only, I think, the third week since I got my CMRS license, so I appreciate that. I gave you a I gotta go flip some burgers here. Clear.
Hey Brian, if you need more help, let me know. I want no problem to help you out, or somebody out there to help you out. Take care. Have a good evening. WIUG 48.
Thank you very much.
Will
do. You too.
Yeah, IUG 488. Good deal, Jack. Thank you. I'm just on the HT. I'm not anywhere near the shack, so I didn't know. But yeah, you'll hook them right up there. I hope your day is, we're getting some well-needed rain here again today, so it's all good here.
Bob, it has not rained in here yet, but it's getting dark. And the time, it really made a difference between the hour of 4 or 5 o'clock. You know, it did make a lot of difference. Anyhow, Bob, good to hear from you. Good talking to you. We'll talk later. WIUG 48.
Yes, sir, we'll do it again. Yep, 5 o'clock, it's dark these days. All right, WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob Clare, monitoring.
WSSC 692, this is Brian again. LOL, I'm out here talking on the radio and realized that my barbecue grill ran out of propane, so now I got to swap propane tank. Too busy to use the radio. Over.
That's the first time. You know, you got the tank up there and half of the tank. Oh, what happened?
Everybody's over here.
Ran out of gas. Well, opinion. Anyhow, remember you were sounding good, then you got a little bit fade out, but it's okay. No big deal. Back to you later. WRUG.
Yep, thought it was just too funny. LOL. This is Brian. Enjoy the channel. WSSP 692. Over.
This is WSBG 713, you're very broken.
WRWX221 mobile.
WSBS 311.
WSCN 87.
Oh, 887, I must have some kind of mental telepathy or something. I was just in the garage, and I said to myself, I should probably walk inside and go over by that radio, because someone might be calling me. There you go. I can just, like, see the future sometimes. Go ahead, 887.
I just get on the road, and I'll see you shortly.
Well, that is good news. I figure we'll be partying by midnight or so. That's what a little bit told me.
Sounds like a plan.
Three 11, 87
will be on standby.
Okay, see you in a bit. WSBS 311. Yikes, that's going to leave a mark. Amen. Wrong.
WIWX221, this is WIWQ542, do you copy? WRWK542, standing by.
Echo Trump.
Check.
WX221, standing by.
WRWX221, this is WRWK542, you copy?
You copy, coming through loud and clear.
Up to this evening.
That one was a little scratchy. I didn't catch that. Come again.
What were you guys up to this evening?
We did dance class and then we hit up what's the name of the place? World's End for those $10 two-quarter pounders. That's a deal that can't pass that up.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that place, but I couldn't remember what day of the week they have that deal.
Every Tuesday. Class 8. It's easy for us to remember. We get out of dance class and then we go catch a cheap burger.
Over there.
Sorry, say again.
Are you guys still sorting through Halloween candy?
We literally started putting it in Amazon boxes or something.
Yeah, my guess would be you have a lot of candy over there, don't you?
Well, those costumes looked so cool that I wanted to make sure we get a couple trunk-or-treats, too, and a byproduct of that is every trunk-or-treat you go to, you come back with a bag full of candy.
Creating those costumes, you want to wear them as many times as you can. to get the return on your investment.
Yeah, there's a guy I work with who he does like short independent films, and one of the things that he does is short. He'll take a movie and he'll condense it down into like a 5-minute version, and it's like so bad that it's funny. So talk about that.
It was kind of cool when you guys won first place at Gigi's work.
Yeah, I told her now I can officially call them award-winning costumes.
Man, it was windy today, and the leaves from the park were just piling up over here. Almost made me cry.
Did they get that fence out there for you guys anymore or no?
The fence was put up last week, but the section that is most important to us was down today. So I went over there and repaired it.
I got some old pieces of rebar if you want to. They're just sitting in my backyard. When they put that fence up next year, let me know. I'll bring some of that rebar over. They're like, I don't know, 6-foot, 8-foot pieces. So we can reinforce it before it goes down.
Yeah, might just have to do that. Pretty sure the city wouldn't be happy with us, though.
I know the jurisdiction.
All right, I'm going to get off of here and let somebody else play with the repeater. And I'll talk to you later. WRWK 542, standing by.
Good, Pop. I think we're going to brush teeth and get ready for bed over here. So WRWX 221, out. Oh, yeah.
WSPQ 996, monitoring the frequency.
Go ahead, Robert. WIG for 8.
I want Tommy died, so I had to put the big guns on. So how you been, Jack?
Very good, Bob. How about you?
All right. I'm doing fine. I was trying to get a hold of you. I want to tell you this little joke my 5-year-old nephew told me. You want to hear it?
Go ahead, Robert.
What does the cow say when he wants you to get out of his way?
It will kick him from a back feet. That's what you do. Ooh. That's the old days, Robert.
Oh, I'm from the old days. Me and you both.
Yeah, that's for sure. Hey, how you doing? I haven't heard you in a long time.
Hey, really many people out here to talk to. So I figure out why you would listen to the dead silence. And for step on you or something happened, but you got all scrambled. Been forward to BRMK 359.
Hey, cow, step on me, Roger.
Yeah, they just stepped on you like they would a fly. Yeah. I don't know, because all of a sudden you're talking away and all of a sudden it got all broke up.
I don't know either. What is it by you about, what, 70-degree weather out there, Bob?
I only got warm. I had the windows open for a while. Yeah, I put the air back on a little bit to make make it good and comfortable for night. You know. So. Yeah. Hey, have you ever had any stupid little things that you did when your kids were growing up?
Is that Robert again?
Did you ever do any stupid little things when your kids were growing up? Like in the house, you thought you were going to do something, all of a sudden your wife told you not to do it, and you did it anyway?
Well, the old days, Robert, the old days in the old country, what we used to do, what I used to do is, when you find a little chicken baby, you know, I said, how am I going to get a hold of that chicken baby? He couldn't. So what I do is light up the match and match it and light it, put it on fire. That's what I used to do. A lot of people don't like that at all.
No, I was talking about when I was married. I came home from work, and my wife and my boy was upstairs. He was like 3 or 4, I can't remember. And it was a nice bowl of chicken noodle soup, steaming. On the kitchen table, where I pulled up by the cabinet there or something like that. And I took my spoon and I got a big spoon of it, piece of it, and all of a sudden I heard my wife say, "Hey, Bob." And I go, "Yeah? You know that chicken noodle soup down there?" "Yeah." "Don't eat it. The baby is walking it."
That is a lot of fun at that time. I tell you one thing, Robert, it was a lot of fun that time, in the old days. I'm talking about 40 years or 45 years ago. It was a lot of good time then. Roger?
RFK359, yeah. It was funny. There was, when I was growing up, all there was Channel 7, Channel 4, Channel 7, Channel 2, Channel 4, Channel 50, Channel 9, and that was it. And we didn't have no cable, we didn't have no satellite, we didn't have no computers, and the TV went off at, at 12 o'clock, and then I come back on until 6 o'clock. Get more?
Robert, I used to count 1, 2, 3, 4 by my hand. I don't even know what the calculator looked like. Roger?
That's so funny, is I got DirecTV. Have those channels on there. I don't even watch. I just watch Channel 7. Right now I'm watching CNN. But other than that, I'm YouTube watching some stuff on there. That's it. I don't even watch people with the other channels.
That's the way it works. They give me all the channels. That way they charge you for them, but you only can watch channel 1, 2, 3 channels, and that's it. And this is WIUG 48.
This is WRSK 359. Yeah, I know. It's so funny. Yeah, I was going to say something. I'm probably forgot. That's old age for you. But, yeah. But, okay. oh, God. Yeah, we didn't have that much stuff. I think we did mostly ride our bikes mostly back then and play games, like board games with our friends around up Denmark.
Yeah, Robert. That's what we used to do. I used to watch, I don't know if you ever watched TV. You ever watch Lassie? It's a dog and they call it Lassie. Roger?
I used to like watching Sky King, the Popeye show from Windsor, I forgot the name of it, I don't want to say the name wrong. The Rat Game, the Army Man that used to drive around those jeeps with machine guns on it through the desert. I used to like watching that one.
That was a good time. That was a really good time at those times. I would say about 45, 50 years ago. It was a good TV shows, you know, one after another one and all that. And it came to baseball. And I used to watch the baseball all the time.
Yeah, I think mostly all these kids on our block here, they had, their dad had a remote control. It was us, the kids. Because we had to move the rap ears around for them, and we had to change the channel around for them. I remember when the jet would go by, it was like all ghosty and everything else. I remember my dad used to cuss at it all the time.
Oh, what are you gonna do? Well, Robert, let me back out of here a little bit. I gotta go get me some water to drink. Good to hear you out there anyhow, and good talking to you, by the way. We'll talk some other time. WIUG 48.
WRFK 359 for Little B out. And the cake and liquor for some drink. The dog you live guy. We're off.
WAFFLES in Bay City, Michigan, calling Wanda. Wanda, are you out there? Wanda. WAFFLES in Bay City, Michigan. I just want to express to Radio Land how excited I am for the future of this country. How excited I am that Kamala Harris is going to be our next president. She will surely go down in history as the greatest leader of all time.
That's comedian, eh?
Out, frequency clear.
It's in the bag.
That was disturbing.
Be nice.
I think they're going to need a truckload of those ballots to roll in at 4 a.m. this time. This has been an update.
Better happen.